Good morning, Dhamma friends. I hope you are enjoying the relatively cooler weather. It is a reminder that Higang, or the autumn equinox, is quickly approaching. We are told that Higang is a time when the length of days and nights are equal. You could say it is a time of balance. In Buddhism, Higang calls us to seek the middle path, as expounded by Shakyamuni Buddha. Recently, many of our communities have been stricken with disasters, some of natural origin and others man-made. These events have disrupted many lives. Surely these events compound the encounters of our minds filled with delusions that is easy to lose our balance in our daily living. But it is no delusion to lose one's home and belongings to raging waters, flames of destruction, or the onslaught of molten lava. Ash and lava wiped out communities on the eastern end of the Big Island and also decimated more than 50% of the state's papaya production and tropical flower industry. On Kauai, taro farmers saw the worst devastation in 6 generations. On the island of Maui, Kawaula Valley and Ka'anapali fires burned a total of 2,300 acres, forced the evacuation of more than 100 residents, destroyed 21 homes, and forced the temporary closure of the main roadway. Our concerns and thoughts go out to each of these communities. It is heartwarming to see concerned community members who provide care, support, and pledges of help. We are indeed interconnected more than we even realize. The resiliency of people's desire to move forward and get back to their way of life is simply remarkable. I am convinced that these communities will someday be back on their feet. Those of the Shin Buddhist tradition will recognize these words from Shinran Shoning as recorded in the Tannisho. But for a foolish being, full of even evil passions, living in this burning house, this world of transiency, all things are deceptive, vain, and unreal. The only truth is the Nembutsu. Shinran Shoning's words encourage us to say the Nembutsu in the midst of all circumstances of everyday living. It is also a reminder that all of our possessions can and will eventually become non-existent. How deep will we come to know this truth of the way things actually are? We should realize that the worth of our possessions and belongings are all worldly values, and that their worth is completely different to the understanding of real truth. It is the understanding of the Nembutsu that is true and real, as emphasized by Shinran Shoning. It is the same Nembutsu that Shinran teaches to say in our daily lives. Higang is that reminder, through the Buddha's calling voice of Namu Amida Butsu, to awaken to the world of the Onembutsu that is true and real here and now. It is through the Buddha Dhamma that leads us from this worldly shore to the other shore of true bliss. Let us take this opportunity to praise the virtues of Amida Buddha during this autumn Higan season. Recently, as I was thumbing through a book by Takamaro Shigaraki, I came across a relative point. I would like to quote Professor Shigaraki. know that all the events of this world, whatever they may be, whenever they may be, are conditions that support the Nembutsu. Sensei says that these words urge him to say the Nembutsu, knowing that no matter how sad an event may be, or how angry he gets, everything that happens in this life works its way towards him, so that he will not forget the Nembutsu, or so that he will say the Nembutsu many times, or say it even once. Because it happens as it does, he is always able to overcome sadness, suffering, and a new way will open up within his life. This is the Nembutsu of everyday life, the Nembutsu of everyday living that Shinran teaches us. It wasn't long ago that I visited my hometown, Lahaina, Maui, on the occasion of Bon Mairi. The drive through West Maui on the new bypass highway affords a wonderful view of the ocean. But a glance upward towards the mountainside revealed the very dry, parched brown brush in the midst of luxury homes scattered along the slopes that has replaced the once green hillside of sugarcane fields. The sight of the neglected brown, parched mountainside was a reminder of the truth of impermanence, that all existing things are transformed moment by moment. If you grew up in a plantation village, you would easily recognize the term Hanawai men. It was a common expression that refers to those who work the land to maintain the flow of water, especially to the cane fields along the slopes of West Maui. If sugar still operated, the Hanawai men would certainly assure fresh water flow to the sugar fields, keeping them green and pristine. Buddhist scholars frequently illustrate how the Dhamma flows to us, using water and pipeline as the examples. The Buddha Dhamma, or water, is the essence, and the pipeline, or masters and teachers, are the transmitters of the Dhamma. We certainly owe a debt of gratitude to many forefathers, teachers, lay and clergy, who over the years have ensured that the Onembutsu reached us. Like the Hanawai man, the Buddha Dhamma has been assuredly channeled to us. I would like to offer this closing thought with you. You might recall a religious poem that hung in my grandparents' home next to their butsudan that read, Mairu hakarai wo suru ni arazu, mairashite kudasaru wo matsu bakari nari. This poem was probably taken from a Japanese Buddhist publication during my grandfather's time. Reverend Hironaka from Lahaina Honganji translates this as, do not calculate for going to, allow to be taken to, just only be waiting. According to Hironaka Sensei, the poem expresses deep appreciation and rejoicing in Amida's working. Do not calculate for going to expresses the deep realization of our own self, our limited self. Allow to be taken to is the deep realization of the constant working of Amida. Just only be waiting reflects the humble attitude in our daily living, no matter what the circumstance. Reverend Hironaka emphasized that this waiting isn't necessarily a negative kind of waiting, but one that is positive and affirming. A posture of waiting with Amida Buddha. May Amida Buddha's calling voice, even through the words like this poem, awaken us even in the midst of hardship and suffering. The words encourage us to entrust deeply and rely on Amida's working. Discard the working of the imperfect self. And when we recite Namu Amida Butsu, together with the Buddha in appreciation of Amida's benevolence, we are benefited in this life as left for us by Shinran Shonin. Namo Amida Butsu, Namman Dabutsu, Namman Dabutsu.